truth is, in order to give beer and tefillas, Yom Neroim, we should have started with Shem Shalom. But I guess we'll start and try to do as much as we can. The first thing we're confronted with that's different in Tefillas Yom Neroim is not only something I said on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but it's the whole Aseret Yemei Teshuva, is Zachreinu L'Chaim. So I'd like to read to you what the Torah says as to why Zachreinu L'Chaim is in the first bracha of Avos. V'tiknu l'hoisef kabirchas mogein Zachreinu L'Chaim ki b'chaim noifel moshin zechira. In Chaim, the Lashon Zechira is appropriate. V'chsiv, u'b'shuv resha mirishas, v'asha mirishasai, kol p'shoa v'asha osa loy, yiskiru loy, v'tzikasa v'asha osa yi. So, there's a zikara for a person who does tshuva. A zikara in Chaim. So why is it in Magen Avraham? Why is this in the bracha of Magen Avraham, of Avraham? Says the Torah, "Uksiv zechira ba'avram." It says the lashon of zechira ba'avram. "Uksiv ki zochar es dvar kodshoy." The pasuk says "ki zochar es dvar kodshoy," and the Torah says "bechule," but as Avraham avdoy. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. "Ki zochar es dvar kodshoy as Avraham avdoy." Therefore, they were misakin zechira zochreinu l'chaim in Magen Avraham. We have to understand a little bit what it means that we discuss Zechira Legabe Avraham. And I'd like to share with you just a little bit of a concept that Rav Dessen discusses in his Ma'ir Kanyak Hayetze, when he's discussing the Indian of Timtum Haleh. And he says a fascinating thing. He discusses that Timtum Halev is the effect of Chatoim have on covering over a Nekuda HaPnimis in a Yid. There is a Pintel Yid, there is a Nekuda that is a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. And that Yerusha is a Havtoch of Avraham, it's really Havtoch in the Teufel. State in Paradesla. Shehiya Avtocha Shekona Avraham Avinu Olavasholim Bivrisbein Absur. Shalai Tichle Nekudas Akdusha Legami Milavavis Bnei Yisrael Bekol Hagolus. There is a Yerusha from Avraham and a Havtocha from Avraham. That even when a person will reach his spiritual native, there will be like Ma'astim Legaalim Lechalus. My Kodesh Baruch Hu will not allow the Nekuda Sa'ur in the Neshama of a person to be lost. That is the Zoycher Chaste Ovois. As far as Shaykh, the Zoycher Chaste Ovois, the Zoycher Chaste Ovois we say in the first Bracha of Ovois is the Zechira of this Yerusha that we have from Avraham Avinu. This Yerusha that we have, that there's a Nekuda Sa'ur, a Nekuda of light, a blink of Ur, that HaKadosh Baruch, that we have a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, that we want HaKadosh Baruch to remember. Zochreinu L'Chaim. Remember that we have Azasa Nekuda. Remember that there's such a Nekuda that you should give us Chaim. And it's a very interesting thing. If you look at the Birat Tefillah, it's very interesting. If you look at the different Tefillahs, we start with Zochreinu L'Chaim, and if you look at all the way to the end, we add the Sefer Chaim, Bracha, B'Shalom, Farnas, Tevo, Zeres, Tevo, Yeshua, Yisvenechov, 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 Anachdu, B'Chalamchov, Yisrael, L'Chaim, Tevo, B'Shalom. And we all know that this one, the whole secret shish, joins in with the Svalbard Tefillah, the guest of the Sefer Chaim. I always wonder what's the chat, and they always join in the Zochreinu L'Chaim, the island is not so into. The Sefer Chaim Bracha B'Shalim Yerichtuk, some it's the end of the davening, I don't know, they're all excited. It could be there's another pshat. The Svarim tell us, it's very peculiar. We always say it's Zochreinu L'Chaim. We don't discuss anything about practical things. We don't discuss what's going to happen. Zechrono b'sefer chayim bracha b'shalom, shem bracha b'shem shalom. Ha'im asat teivu, zeres teivu, yeshua, nechamas. There's a very big difference between the two. The Sfarim tell us that Zechrono b'chayim is a, there are two dinim on Rosh Hashanah. There are many dinim on Rosh Hashanah, but there are two dinim on the individual person. One is like the Gemara tells us on Rosh Hashanah, that there's Shloshim is Sfarim of Tachim. There are three Sfarim of Tachim. There's Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinim. Zachreinu L'chayim is referring to the din of what Sefer am I in? With whom am I? And this is not just, this is not a din in Olam Hazeh. This is a din on my neshama. Where is my neshama holding my Zachreinu L'chayim Haba? The Chayim Balashim talks about in the Arichas. We've spoken about it many times. And that's what Zachreinu L'chayim is about. Zachreinu L'chayim is the pshat. Judge me L'chayim, judge me amongst the Tzadikim. The Sefer Chaim Bracha is talking about the Olam Hazeh. Talking about my panasa, and there should be Xeris Tavos, and there should be Shoah, and there should be Bracha, and all of the design, that's talking about the dinner of Mazeh. Could be that's the reason why others were into the last one than the first. The first is talking to another Chaim, and they should be considered a tzaddik. Maybe the other was not so excited about being a tzaddik. Abu Lamaisa, there's a very basic question here. Once I'm telling you this, we're saying over here that Zachreinu L'chaim is a pshat, judge me amongst the tzaddik. Now, that's a very strange request, because we all know that the Rambam says if a person has ruba is a chuyas, if he has ruba, so he's a dumb, he's a Russian, and if it's mechzal mechzal, he's a beinoni. So how's it shaykh at tefillah on zachreinu l'chayim? How is this? What, you are who you are. A person is who he is. So I'd like to first deal with this on a level that's brought this firm, and I think at the end I'd like to tie back together with maybe everything that we say, and we can come back with maybe a little bit of a deeper understanding of the Buddhistic understanding. But this firm tells us, and the Rambam really writes this, the Rambam writes, that a person, we have no understanding of the scale of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's justice, the scales of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's justice. We don't know which avirus are more of a chomer, which mitzvahs are more of a chomer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge mitzvahs, and they can expand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all the Yudim of Mitzvah Rachamim. We're asking for a din in Rachamim. We're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke to Dal Shabbos about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Kisa Shel Din to the Kisa Shel Rachamim. But it's still a din tayer in the Kisa Shel Rachamim. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can look at our mice, we can expand our mice, we can look at mice and see in our mice greater things, or shrushim, and he can be done then greater than the others. So the Svarim explained to us that Zachreinu L'chaim, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look on our mice favorably. Judge us with the scales of Rachamim. Judge us with those scales. Zachreinu L'chaim. Melech Chofetz B'chaim. What's made is Melech Chofetz B'chaim. Melech Chofetz B'chaim is the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be B'chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to kill the Russia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Kiyum Yeshuvah B'Drachah B'chaim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants from us that we should want Chaim. So Reinu L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, if that's our Ratzon. So we say B'chasveinu B'sefer HaChaim. And we say, L'mancha L'kim Chayim. What's the pshat L'mancha L'kim Chayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. The truth is, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to have this Ratzon on Rosh Hashanah. But how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge us favorably? Why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us favorably? For what reason? We tell him, L'mancha L'kim Chayim. And there's a mashal of Bali Musa tell us, a beautiful mashal, that the pshat is as a person comes in front of the king and he wants a stipend from the king. The king says, did you serve me properly? Did you do the right thing? Were you a mother of the malchus? And the melech judges him accordingly. But if it's a soldier, if it's a general, and the general is going to fight the war for the melech, or it's someone in his cabinet, someone who's going to theorize his ratzon. So even if he has many chatoim, but if he's from the B'nai Chayil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the checkbook is open. What we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, our mice
Meisim, maybe our Meisim were not so great. Be for you. At the Pshat is, we want to be from your Bnei Chayim. We want to fear as your Ratzon. We're coming to you with that Ratzon. We're coming to you with that desire to be Mekayim your Ratzon. Leman Choel Likim Chayim. If we're coming with Leman Choel Likim Chayim, we're saying that we're your army. We want to be part of your army. I want to be a soldier in your army. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves a blank check for that. And that's what our request is, Zochreinu L'Chayim, could be. So what we're saying over here is we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us as Chayim, B'Chayim Tzadikim, and the Sefer HaChayim, like the Sefer Tzadikim. And we're asking Him because it's almost like a Kabbalah that we're going to be from the Bnei Chayim. Further in the Tefillah, we say Atah Kadosh, V'Shem Kadosh, Kadosh B'Chol Yoyim Ya'alim B'Chasel. What does Kaddish mean? Kaddish means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. He's removed, separate. Kaddish. Miyuchad. He's elevated. And the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is really from Kedoshim Mechol Yoyim Yehalalu Chasav. Kedoshim. The Kedoshim is a machlekes in the Mefarshim. What Kedoshim mean? Kedoshim is Tzadikim, Kedoshim is Malachim. But the Kedoshim Mechol Yoyim Yehalalu Chasav is the Pshat. To be able to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a requirement that there's the Biktusha by us. Just like there is by the Malachim or by the Tzadikim. And then the Tefillah goes on. And there's a very interesting continuum over here in the Tefillah, where we start from Akotah Kadosh, and then we became, in this Svar, we say, L'dor v'dor ha'michu lo'kel, ki hu l'badoi maroi v'kadosh. This is all an insertion, Musa Kashkanazi starts with the Kedem Bakhtel. We became Yiskadi Shikha Hashem al-Kedem al-Yisrael al-Mech. Al-Yishlaim Yirech, al-Asim Shkak Vodef, al-Machus Beistad Mishikach. Yal Mechayyot Kodechalot. I think what I should do over here is just translate what we're saying, and then ask a few questions and discuss what's going on. So we're making a Hakdoma over here, and we're saying, for generations, they've been Mamduch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, Lokel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the singular Morim B'Kadosh, the singular elevated entity, B'Kadosh. And V'chein Yiskadosh Shimcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be Kadosh in His name, Hashem Elokeinu. We want that this should be revealed. Al Yisrael Amecha, Yisrael Mirach, Yisrael Mirach, Yisrael Mirach, Yisrael Mirach, Yisrael Mirach. Now, it's interesting, there's an extra V'chein in Nusach Svar. But in the tour brings a fascinating thing. We got three things after this. Ubechein is zakdomitu, ubechein tein pachtaba, ubechein tein kod, ubechein tzadikim yiru b'nismar. So the first thing is, what are the three paragraphs? First is ubechein tein pachtaba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give, I'll just read, your pachat. Hashem alekeinu al kol masa. There is a machlokes if pachat is greater than ema or ema is greater than pachat. Let's see. Uvechein tein pachtav Hashem alekeinu al kol masa. The emos al kol masha barosa. So there's pachat on your meisim. There's ema on all that you created. The ra'ucha kol ha'meisim. All the meisim, everything that you created in the world should fear you. The yishtachavu lefanecha kol habruim, and everybody should, and the bruim should bow down to you. So the meisim fear you, the bruim bow down to you. Then the yosu chulam aguda echos, lasis return to the later of shalom. Kimash yedam Hashem alikinu shashotu lefanecha. So just like, as we knew, as we know, we already know. Hashem alikinu shashotu lefanecha oizdiyot kolfur bimineha, v'shimcha noira kol mashabut. That's the first paragraph. The first paragraph basically in summary describes that we want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should instill fear in the Briah. There should be fear in the Briah, and there should be a Hishtachavot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole world as a unit, Aguda Achas, will gather together Lasis Rishon to live Shalom, as we already know, Shah Shalom, Kimoy Shiyadana, as we all know, meaning all the world, Shah Shalom forever. That's the first paragraph. The next I want to go through each thing in each part of the paragraph after we describe the continuum of it. The next thing is not fear, it's kavod. But who is it kavod for? Hashem la'amet. Now this is a very strange thing. Because the halacha is you're not allowed to ask tzrachim in the first three brachas. We're not allowed to be mevakish in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. We have not finished the bracha of Kiddush Hashem. We have not discussed, we're not finished the bracha of Kiddush Hashem. We haven't said HaMelech HaKadosh yet. So how could we be asking for personal bakashas? You should give kavod to Hashem to your Am. The Hilul Yireyecha, Sikvatov L'Darshecha, Ufis Vankel HaMiyachal Allah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give grandeur and hope and Ufis Vankel to those that are Miyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simcha L'Yatzecha, V'Sasim L'Yirecha, V'Kaskar L'Dov L'Adrecha, V'Kaskar L'Yishem Yishikecha, V'Kar Yimim. And then, Uvechem Tzadikim Yirub Yisrael. And then Tzadikim, if that is all true, Tzadikim will be here, will be smuggled, they'll see this and they'll be joyous. Bisharim Yalois, the Sidhu Rina Yakilu, Vailas, the Kuat Pilu, the Kalrisha Kulu, the Kosha Tifra, the Sadhu, the Shalas, the Dhamma. What are the three steps? And there's also a very, very interesting tour. Bisharim Yavud Ram. What is this Lashon Uvechem? Uvechem. What does it mean, Uvechem? There's a pasuk in the Megillah that says, "Uvechein," or the Esther says, "Uvechein ovoi el hamelech." Uvechein, she says, "I will come to the melech." Uvechein means, even though I'm not worthy to step in front of the melech. Zokta Avudram, that is what we are saying right here. We start off like this. The only ones who can even approach to be Mahalan who are the Kedoshim. I'm embarrassed. I push, can't step in front of them. And Uvechein, Zakti Abudram, the third. Bechein is Gematria Ayin Beis, 72. 72 is a shame Mem Beis. There's a shame Ayin Beis. Rashi and Sukkah brings the tzirah of the Shem Ayin Beis. The Shem Ayin Beis has to do with 72 letters, words, in Sukkah. And each word is made up, each word is made up of three tables, to which the gematria adds up to 216. Chain times three is 216, which is the gematria of Yira and Bura, as I state in Rishon. Let's haste. These three paragraphs of the chain. Are referring to a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because each shame of Ayin Beis really is 72 words. Each one has three letters. So it's 72 times three. So there's three Eifanim of the shame Ayin Beis, and this is Yira, and this is what we are talking about, Yira and Bura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are stepping forward to say the following of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the following? What are we trying to bring out? The truth is, if I don't say it now, I'm not going to have a chance to say it, so I'll say it now. Let's look a little bit at the brachas. The bracha that's the cornerstone of the chakra stila, which is the Kedusha Sayyid. And the cornerstone of the Musaf Tefillah, which is the Kedusha Sayyid, which is in Malchus. Fascinating that the Kedushas HaYoyim of Malchus is a Machlokes in the Gemara in Musaf. Malchus of Friends and Shepherds. Where are you Messiah Malchus? Are you Messiah Malchus in Kedushas HaShem with HaMelech HaKadosh? Or are we Messiah Malchus in Musaf with the Kedushas HaYoyim? We are Messiah Malchus with the Kedushas HaYoyim. Now there is a very... So obviously, the cornerstone of the Yoyim is being Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch. That is the idea of the Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah. But the question is even stronger. If we're talking about the Kedushas HaYoyim,
what is Rosh Hashanah?
What is Rosh Hashanah?
The Yom
HaDin.
The Yom HaDin. We don't say it. We don't say it. Yom HaSukkot.
The Kedushas HaYoyim is Malchus.
The Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. The Yoyim of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus.
And I'd like to take this theme a little deeper.
What does it mean that the theme of Malchus?
It's a Yoyim HaDin.
Let's make this as a Malchus.
If it's a Yom HaDin, why is the theme Malchus, and why don't we mention Yom HaDin?
Very nice, it's Malchus. What does that mean?
But we have to understand what is the Din of Rosh Hashanah.
We spoke about the Luba Shal Shulis, we spoke about the concept of Hayoyim. I want to discuss what the Oymik of this Din is. We say Zah Hayoyim Tchilas Masah. This is the day of Tchilas Masah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the beginning of Yom Ma'aseh. The beginning of Yom Ma'aseh. And we know that that's not true. We know that if you look in history, the first day of creation was Chaf Hei Elul. Rosh Hashanah is the day, is the sixth day of creation. As I stated in the Rebbe Lezer, according to the Tana Rebbe Lezer, that Tishrei Nivra Elul. So how do we say Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'aseh? The answer is that on the sixth day, man was created. And the thing that happened when man was created was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech. We know, Ein melech v'loy am. There was no melech without an am. The Gra tells us that the chiluk between a melech and a moishel is a ruler, memshol. That's a ruler. A melech is a king. What's the difference between a king and a ruler? The difference between the king and a ruler is that a king is the ratzon of the am. And a ruler is the kfiyot. His grip might even be tighter on the am. But he's not a melech. Until the sixth day of creation, the Eibishter ruled the world. But on the sixth day of creation, man was created and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech. It's not for nothing that the Shir Shel Yoyim on Friday morning is Hashem Moloch, Geyus Lovish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the cloak of the king on Friday. Malchus. That is Zeh HaYoyim Tchilas Ma'aseh. Because Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, the reason why there is a world and the reason why man is on this world is to be Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to be Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We said over in Yeshiva, we said it over the first day of this month. The Shaila is, the Eibishter needs us. The Eibishter created the whole world. One can think that it's a game. I mean, he created us to worship him. The answer is that we need to be Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to be malechim. So that we will be Eved Hashem. And that's the purpose of the entire creation. The purpose of that, that is why it's Zeh HaYoyim Tchilas Ma'aseh. Zog der Beleza, the Birkat der Beleza, that since the sixth day was the day that Adam was judged, so that's why, which was Rosh Hashanah, which was Echad B'Tishrei, that's why it's the Yom HaDin. What was Adam judged with? Adam did Shuvah on Rosh Hashanah. And Adam was Nischaper, the Kippur. But Adam's judgment on Rosh Hashanah was how much he was Mamluk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The judgment on Rosh Hashanah is on every single... The oimik of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah is how much do I make HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech in my life? And that's the tifa understanding of Zeh HaYoyim, Atem Nitzavim HaYoyim. Rosh Hashanah is a Yoyim HaDin of HaYoyim. HaYoyim is not what I'm going to do. HaYoyim is not what I did. HaYoyim is... Vasher Hushon is, inasmuch as I'm Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon me, as to that level, that's how much Zakai I will be to do. That is the Oymek HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean that the Eberson is my Melech? It's a very nice thing. You're my Melech, can I please pass the pickles, please, you know? It's a very nice thing. We'll say it and leave. That's a big thing, the Eberson's Melech. That being a subject in the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A melech is the pshat, we're mekabel on ourselves, an oil, we're mekabel on ourselves that every whim of the melech is our rotzon, is our charge. Klal Yisrael was given the charge to bring Malchus Shemayim into this world. That the entire world should accept the Malchus Shemayim. That is the purpose of the world. That is the purpose. And that's the din of Rosh Hashanah. But it takes three steps. And it could be the Hakdama of Nusach Sfar, Lubechen Tei Paktiva. It's an interesting Hakdama. Lubechen is Kadashim Hashem Alekeno on Yisrael Amecha. The first thing is, that the Shem Hashem should somehow be on Klal Yisrael. If the Shem Hashem is on Klal Yisrael has a charge to bring the air to that world, to the world. And the Eishu should go right through the Chayim Chayim Pachtich Hashem Olekeinu Al Kol Maasecha. Ve'imos Al Kol Maasecha Baros. Yiro'uch Al Kol Hamasim. Yishtachru Lufanech Al Kol Habru. Different levels of devotion. Yiro'uch Al Kol Hamasim. Many Rishonim say that's the highest level of Yiro'uch. Yishtachru Lufanech Al Kol Habru. And at least the Maaseh Yishtachava. And then those that say, Pum Fakir. Yiro'uch Al Kol Hamasim, I have fear. Yishtachru Lufanech Al Kol Habru is entire spotless. I'm bottled, and Yishtachavon means I'm bottled to you. I have Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yiyosu Kulam Aguda Echos. It's interesting. An Aguda is different than a Guf Echo. An Aguda is a bundle of many things together. They only come together because, but they're not Etzem one. This is spoken about the world. All the Umis is a nation of the world. Yiyosu Kulam Aguda Echos. They can get together only to a certain point. Just look at the UN. They can get together as an Aguda. But not as one being, as Klal Yisrael is. But it's not as Ritzon Chol Klal Yisrael. That's how our Avtochah, it should be, that's our Bakosh. K'moy sheyodanu Hashem Olekeinu sha'asholton lefonem. Which is Santa Roshan. Sholton is what? There's a Roshan from them, Sholom. Shmito. Just as we know that you're really, the Sholton's the Fonecha. But what do we want to do? We want to make you into a Melech. Yadano is past sense, just like we knew that there's a shlita of you, but now we want to make you melech. There's another understanding. Yemoshi Yadano is a pshat. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what's right and what's wrong. Everybody knows that Yemoshi is a melech. The shayla is how to do it, put it into play. Yemoshi Yadano, just like we knew, and we always knew, but now we want to be lasis or something of a lepish shalom. Shaul Salanta writes in a place, he said this over the world. The heart and the mind are like two people. The mind is one person and the heart is another person. The trick and the job of Muslim is that the mind should influence the heart. The heart should go, woof, should go do what the mind does. Kemoishi Yadan, Hashem Elokim Shashot Lutman. Ois biyotcha gura b'minecha, ois biyotcha is on your left hand, which is din. The gura b'minecha, the gura is on your right hand. Shimcha noira al kol mashem b'rosim. That's the first step. Tachat, yir, mishtachavo. And then the question is, then the next step. U'lechem kem kor Hashem la'amecha. This is not about kosher, personal about kosher. This is how the Malchus Shemayim is going to come out in the world. First is yir. And then there's Kovod Hashem La'amecha. V'hilu l'riyecha, sikvatoiva l'darshecha, v'sikvatoiva l'yakha l'mon. Simcha l'yarsecha, v'sosin l'yarecha, and everybody will be able to point to Klal Yisrael. V'chaz kerem l'dover avdecha, v'chaz nel v'nisha v'shitecha v'mer v'yoder. And then after that comes, v'chein said, when we come to that matzah, v'osid l'ovoi, and that's our whole bakasha, because v'osid l'ovoi is the time when the Malchus Shemayim is going to come out. ובכן צדיק אם ירו וישמח לו וישר יעלו יזו וחסיד המרים יגיד לו ולא עושה תקוצפיה This statement, the Ramchal plays on the statement beautifully.
What's going to happen to us in love?
The rishus la'as of lavai is going to dissipate as a cloud of smoke. Why is a cloud of smoke? And let's understand something. It's a very basic theological question, a philosophical question. Man is a boicher. Man has to choose between right and wrong. If la'as of lavai, there's no choice. Where is the bechira? He's not man. The Ramban asks this question in Chumash. The Malkut is always Mavachim, Mol Hashem Alekev. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Mal Yehart. And the Ramban says the Pshat is like this. This is not the Ramban, this is the Ramban. Kodesh Baruch Hu, La'asad Mavoy, it will be clear to man, the choice will be clear. You're going to have to choose, but it will be clear. What's Risha will be clear as Risha. And what's Toyev, what's Tzidkus is going to be clear. Rabbi said, if you stand afar and you see something on fire, you see a big billow of smoke, a big pillar of smoke billowing up. From far it looks like there's so much going on. You see smoke and you think that smoke is another marshal. You go drive up into the country in the middle of a Thursday night, there's a fog. You're in a cloud. You look in front of you, it looks like Chneisnishmas, looks like Mount Everest in front of you. You can't see 2 feet in front of you. And you drive a little further. And you're in it's nothing. You see a pillar of smoke billowing up. From far it looks like there's so much there. And you get closer and closer and the smoke gets thinner and thinner. And you see all it is smoke. That's the Yetzer Hara. That is the Yetzer Hara. In everything the Yetzer Hara puts in front of us, it looks like it's the biggest thing in the world. It's Mamish Mount Everest. It's the most exciting and icy thing. And then we go and we take it, and what do we have? Nothing. It's a mirage. It's an illusion. We're being misfollowed, that we should come to the time where just like the smoke dissipates and you see that there's nothing there, that's what's going to happen. And why? Because the Memshel HaZadayin is going to be left, is going to leave this earth. And who is the Memshel HaZadayin? Shteyn Ramchal Amolek. And who is Amolek? Amolek is the one, Ki Yad Al Keis Kol Luchamab Amolek Midardur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei is not showing, his shame is not showing when Amolek is in the world. Why? Because Amolek tries to cloud the issue. Amolek tries to cover over the Kisei HaKavod, the Kavod Shemayim. What being misfalcon over here is Kisav and Memshel HaZadayin Min Ha'aretz. That's the three Bechens. The Shem Hashem, Yir Shemayim. But if Baruch Hu's Kavod should come out in the world through Klal Yisrael, that's our Bakasha. So it's not our Bakasha. It's like Kedushas Hashem. This is in the Bracha of Kedushas Hashem. Because this is how Kedush Baruch Hu Shem is Kedush. And I'd like to maybe bring this back a little bit to understand another thing. Again, this is why in the Kedushas Hayom, the Taka don't mention the Yom HaDin. Because as much as we're Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then our Din is Lutay. If you look, Chazal tell us that Oleinu was Niskim B'Soich HaTfila by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. And Oleinu was placed Oleinu, the Mechaber of Oleinu was Yeshua after the Melchama B'Yericho. That was the Mechaber of Elashim, the of Oleinu. And we're also, Chazal also say that Oleinu was placed in the middle of Musaf Shemoneh Esrei
by the Anshei Knesset HaGdol. So I'd like to discuss where all these things come together. And I think maybe this could be one can even take it a little further. We know that Yericho, the only way Klal Yisrael could destroy Yericho, was totally b'nais. There was absolutely no there was no manpower involved. Klal Yisrael was makif the ear 7 times. They were makif the ear with the urim 7 times. We say it in Hashem Rabba, we say it in one of the hakafas. We talk about how in Yericho, it's very interesting, what does Yericho have to do with hakafas and sukkahs? That's a sukkahs tikishmut. And then with shayfers, they blew shayfers and the walls fell down. But anes nigla, aleinu shabeach is the tefillah. Shehim mishtachim lehevel v'rik. Anachnu koyim mishtachim medel v'melach machin lochem hakadosh baruch. It's the tefillah that Yehoshua ben Nun was mesachim, was mechaber to bring out the malchus of hakadosh baruch in the world. Not just the dominion, but the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. This is the haschola to malchus in our Shemona Esrei, our Musaf Shemona Esrei. The haschola is aleinu l'shaveach l'adonai hakadosh baruch hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yad is not only in Yericho. In every single aspect of our lives, it's all malchus shamayim. And the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, the yom of Rosh Hashanah, is that kabbalah, is being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as unzer melech. It's all brought. And aleinu l'shaveach, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Zakkai was mesaken it b'soif every tefillah, because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Zakkai was in his man of churban bayis, and he was a man of terrible tears. And Klal Yisrael could have thought that the Umay Sa'olam would take victorious over them, and they were physically. But Rabbi Yehoshua ben Zakkai wanted to entrench in our hearts that even when we're going to go into Golos, we should know Shehei Mishtachim and Lohebel Barik. And Achim Mishpal and Melech Machim Lohem HaKadosh. Mishtachim Melech Machim Lohem HaKadosh Baruch. So I'd like to take it back to Aleinu, to Yeshua Nun's Aleinu. There's a writing in the Sechtes Tomid that says an unbelievable thing. The writing says, we know that it says that when the Kohen Gadol said, Echod, when he said, Ona Hashem, Mishnah says, Koyloi Nishma B'Yericho, the Koyl of the Kohen Gadol, when he said, Ona Hashem, and he said, Vidoy as carbon, it could be Nishma B'Yericho. His words could be heard in Yericho. So our vision of that is, our mental image of that is this bellowing voice of this tremendous Kohen Gadol, right? Gadol in many ways. And his voice just went across the country, the Yericho, across that country, but far in Tahara Yehuda. The Ravid says that the Kohen Gadol's voice stopped at the Azor, and it was heard in Yericho. And there was no underground tunnel that you could hear it. It wasn't with a cell phone. What's the soif? The soif is that the Mokom of Yericho is connected to the Mokom of Mikdash. The Mokom HaMikdash is Chomesh Me'am. Yericho is Chomesh Me'am. Anyone who lost, whose chelik came out in the Mokom HaMikdash, anyone from Shevet Yehuda ben Yamin that came out in the Mokom HaMikdash, they got their chelik in Yericho. Thus is a pshat that on whatever level, the victory in Yericho was a gilui kavod shemayim on the level of Mokom HaMikdash. Of the Mikdash. That could be. V'yachin Mitzakai is Misakin in the Chum. Yeshua was Misakin originally on Yericho. And we say it in the middle of Musa Shemana Esrei. Musa Shemana Esrei is a Shemana Esrei where Shait, that Shaifreis, even the Zikorai, Kibifnim Dom, the Zikorai of the Shaifreis. The zikorin that brings the malchias and zechreinas up of the shofar is kibifnim, is like going into the kodesh hakodesh. Just in the pshat on Rosh Hashanah, we go up to the kisei hakodesh and we say, Eibishter, we want your malchias. We want to be your subjects. Your word is our command. That is the Hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleinu l'shabeach Adonai HaKol. So I want to say a radical thing. We ask the questions of Chayim L'Chayim. How could we ask the Eibishter to... When you said from the Farshim that Chayim means, I want to be in the Sefer for Tzaddikim. What do you mean you want to be in Tzaddikim? The affair the whole year. Now you want to be for the Tzaddikim? The Teretz is L'man Cholikim Chayim. The Teretz is Eibishter, I'm going to be Mamluch you in my life. L'man Cholikim Chayim. I want to hear us your ruts in this world. I want to bring out Kavod Shemayim in this world. I want you to invest in me again. The din on Rosh Hashanah is man, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the confidence enough in man to invest in him another year? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the confidence in me, in you, in every one of us, in every one of the world, Kibnei Marayim, to invest in us for another year? If we approach the Yoyim as L'man Cholikim Chayim, if we approach it that we want to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in absolute terms, and that means that even if there's a halacha that bothers us, and even if it's something that we might not even understand so much, but if it's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if the Shulchan Aruch says it must be done, it has to be done, and if the Shulchan Aruch says you can't do it, you can't do it. And there's no compromises. There's no compromises with the Melech. The Ratzon of the Melech has to be every Ratzon. And if a person, Mamish, if a person, the Lashon of Chen this morning, if a person, the understanding we have to have on Rosh Hashanah is that if I look at something I'm not supposed to look at, it's not that I did an aver. I was a moirid b'malchus. And if I say something I'm not allowed to say, it's not that I did it. I was oivel lashon hara or I know as dvarim. I was a moirid b'malchus. And if I hurt someone, it's not that I just did an aver. I was a moirid b'malchus. Shetaka b'zeichem to have this hashkafa coming into Rosh Hashanah. Should be the melech in our lives, and we should be the subjects.